Hello and welcome to this week's plethora of paranormal
podcastery.
Goodness me.
So everybody, hope you got your garlic necklaces on and your tinfoil hats. Hey,
why?
For this week's Ghost Encounters of the Third Kind podcast show. Yeah.
Excellent.
So we've got a full team here tonight. Again, doing quite well, haven't we? Full team for the last few weeks.
Yeah. Yes.
So, we've got a topic for tonight, Nick?
No.
Yeah, I was going to talk a bit about the exciting extraterrestrial experience that you had.
Oh.
Can it chase?
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I could have spoken about that.
Yes. So,
that's good.
And also, we are revisiting, aren't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only problem is this might air after we've been.
Oh, well, yeah. That happens a lot with our podcast, doesn't it?
So, this is what you could have had.
Yeah, you could have. If you listened to this last week instead of when you're listening to it now, you could have come with us.
But you're not missing out. We'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
But not this week.
No.
Or it might not be next week.
And get over to the Haunted Evidence Facebook page, and there's lots of things going to be added onto there. So,
we've got quite a few events coming up.
Yeah.
Going into next year as well. So
cool.
Yeah.
So,
how did it go?
Right, yeah, well, it went really well. I went to Cannock Chase, it was a bit of an organised event by Birmingham UFO Group and Uprising UFO and Paranormal Group. And I didn't do much in the woods. I was mainly interested in watching the skies, because that's what it was a sky watch, so... I went to watch the skies. I went with Mark O'Donoghue. And not a lot happened. We saw some shooting stars, loads of satellites flying over. But it was around 1 o'clock, so it was getting on quite late. A couple shined a green laser pen, the one that you can see the beam, into the sky. There was nothing in the sky, there was not a cloud in the sky. They shone it in a place where there was no stars, it was a bit of a black sky, and we got an actual response of a bright white light flash back at us.
Really?
Yeah, they flashed the laser two times, and the light flashed two times. If they flashed it four times, it flashed four times.
No. How long did that go on for?
Only a couple of minutes max, so it wasn't a massive experience in time wise, but it was brilliant because I'd never seen that before.
Had they done that before then and had a response before?
I don't know because this is the first time I've met them guys down there. But they were messing about a little bit.
Was the flashes that were mimicking the laser flashes? Were they very obvious, Nick, or was it just
I think
might have flashed twice then? And
no,
was it very obvious?
Yeah, very obvious. And it was bright. And I think they happened throughout the night, because when I was sitting around, I kept seeing flashes out the corner of my eye, and I thought there might have been someone with a torch or...
I have that too, when we were driving.
But they were bright, they were high, there was nothing in the sky. Because I've told a few people this week, and some people have said, do you think it was a reflection back off the laser? Well, what could... I don't even
from
know
what? What? From what? Yeah, reflect, what would reflect? From what? Reflecting off what?
Yeah, the dome. Exactly.
The mirror in the sky.
The dome.
The dome. Could have been the dome.
The firmament.
Yes.
But if it was reflecting anyway, it would have been green, surely.
Yeah.
And it was kind of... The lasers, I know they say they go like 5 or 6 miles and... whatever, but you could kind of see where it stopped and where the light come from. It looked like it was as high as the stars, you know, when you look up and you see the stars. It was of obviously it wasn't as far away as the stars, if the stars do offer away, you know. But it was as high as the stars, and yeah, brighter than any of the stars when it was flashing.
But when it wasn't flashing, there was nothing there. So it's not like it was there constantly and it got brighter and dimmer. It was just there, then not.
Yeah, because you could have said it was a cloud, a high cloud that was gone over.
Sort of going over it. And
but there was no clouds. And if it was there, if it was something higher than a cloud, I don't know what it would be, but supposedly space.
What do you think it was, Nick?
I have no clue, but I would like to think it was a UFO, but I don't know. And that's why I really won't go back up there and take my own, because it wasn't my laser, it was somebody else doing it, so I want to go up and
play with your own toys.
Yeah, take my own toys up there.
Mark's got some goggles on him now as well.
Yeah, he's got some goggles that she's going to take up.
Was anybody meditated or anything?
Take yours up, Marie.
They did a meditation. I wish I'd have done it, but I was in the mood of I can't be arsed mood.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I watched the thing again. I watched it again. Not the original documentary, but I watched something else on it about a woman who's done the Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, you know, the 5EG. And they reckon it works every time.
What's that? Explain that.
I don't really know exactly how it works without watching it again, because, you know me, I've got an head, like I said, but they do some sort of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
But after this meditation, it's outdoors while the sky watching. They reckon every time they do this sort of meditation, they see something in the sky. So it sort of enhances it. It's a way of communicating with aliens or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. It's because if we weren't looking at that point of the sky at that time, and I only looked there because you were shining a laser pen up in the sky, I didn't for 1 minute expect that.
No. CE5, it's called. Close Encounter of the Fifth Kind.
Mm.
I can't remember his name, the guy who does it, some American guy. We invited a load of people to do it.
Is that the Esetti bloke?
It might be. He wears glasses.
I think so. Yeah.
I aren't quite sure now, but it's really good. The documentary's really good. And then I off watched one last night after the documentary he did to let everybody know what he does. Now he's invited people to him, wherever he is, in the desert and that, to do it. And they'll rave about it now.
Yeah, because he has got military grade.
Yeah.
Night vision, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has, yeah. But they all rave about it. To look at him, you wouldn't think he was a sort of person that does this sort of thing, you know? But they're loving it, and that's some sort of meditation they do, and I can't really.
No, my brain's terrible. I don't know. It's not Bobblers, or is it?
No, it's not him.
I know the guy. I just can't think.
Isn't that the aliens? They're on 5D. We're on 4D, aren't we?
What's that?
We're 4D.
No tend to do with that, is it? It's like Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
But they say the world. That's what the world's move. It's splitting, isn't it, into 5D, and those that are not. On that vibration won't be.
Yeah, I think, but the reason he calls it that is, I think, Close Encounter of the Third Kind or seen UFOs, I think I'm right in saying this.
Yeah.
The fourth kind, Close Encounter of the Fourth Kind are abductees.
Right.
And the fifth kind is actually communication, I think. I think that's what it is.
Send me the link to that, please.
Mm. I found that last night on you. Well, do you?
Because he does call on him, doesn't he? So I could do with just having a go at that, because
it's something we could try. If I'm going to watch that, I'm going to hammer that actual thing, because it shows you what he does, the process in the original one.
Yeah.
So we could try it, couldn't we?
Because we didn't really, although we were watching the sky and I didn't go to the circle, but it was only a guided meditation that they did.
Oh, right.
So I don't think it was anything really different than what we've had guided meditation that we have done before.
Right, okay.
It was like a spiritual guided meditation, I think so. But no one was calling out to UFOs.
Right.
But we was just sat there chilling, watching the skies.
Well, if we're going to be doing stuff like that and game for that reason, we might as well try stuff, haven't we? Try as much as we can. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, we just lie down and look at the moon or something. I don't know.
Didn't stay up long, the moon. It was up and then it disappeared.
Did it fall?
The hologram fell out. Somebody unplugged it.
Mm. I'm quite looking forward to going into... I know it doesn't sound very safe.
The woods.
I know it doesn't sound very safe going into the woods in the middle of the night, but there's a group of us, so I'm quite interested in that side of it.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, there's that much that supposedly goes on there, isn't it? Yeah. We've even done podcasts on Can It Chase, haven't we?
Yeah.
And there's that much that goes on.
But someone up there, and I've not really seen anything of it, they said that someone was... murdered up there about 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
How was it?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. They went up and the area was cordoned off and there was clothes and stuff in the trees. And
yeah.
Right. What? Where you did that thing?
Close to. Yeah.
Okay. Which is a bit worrying, isn't it? Really.
Yeah. Well, it's out of the way if people are into murdering folk, I suppose that is the place to be.
Murdering folk.
No, well, I know we're joking.
Yeah, if you're gonna do anything like this, investigating or sky watching, and you're gonna go to somewhere remote like that, the best thing you can do is at least take a few of you.
Yeah, don't go on your own.
Don't go on your own, or even just two of you. I don't think it's a great idea for just the two of you to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will be going in a group. So.
And the girls in that, I don't know if you'd say it was. I don't want to call them stupid, but. But they were badass girls, as they just went in all the woods on their own. They had a doll in there, a scary
doll.
I
don't think that makes you badass. I just think it makes you a bit
mental,
silly, just a bit silly, and probably not even thinking about the dangers that could be, you know.
Yeah. Well, she hid a doll in the woods, and then whoever found it won a prize.
Oh, what did they win?
I don't know, some chocolates or something. Should have been on it really, but I was a bit scared of getting in the woods.
Yeah,
get Mark with you. You could have gone in with Mark, surely.
Oh, yeah,
you'd have gone if it was a can of Stella.
We'd have been talked about, wouldn't we?
If it was a bottle of Jack Daniels, I bet you'd have been on your own.
Yeah, definitely.
So what else happened, Nick? Anything else?
Mainly because I didn't go and investigate in the woods. I just sat inside in the field. Just watching the sky.
Was it dead cold?
No. I had shorts and stuff on.
So. Did you?
Yeah. But I will put.
I didn't know the bang with sleeping bag in the
jockey bottoms, because obviously you got flies and midges and whatever.
How many people were there, Nick?
There was about 40 or 50 people.
Was there?
Yeah, it was quite a few people. A lot of people did leave at 12, so they only come up for a couple of hours. But people can come and go and stay as long as they want to. There's quite a few parking spaces. You can actually camp on that car park. There's no signs up saying that you can't.
All right, okay.
So I could sleep up there one night. Maybe. Yeah. And there was a woman up there. She'd only got in the van. There was only her and the dog, and she was camping there for the night.
You have to watch out for the pig man, though, don't you? Up there.
And the black-eyed children.
Them are my biggest fear, actually.
Are they?
Yeah.
You have to invite them, though, don't you? Don't you have to invite them in?
What would you do if you saw a black-eyed child riding a sheep?
That's my worst nightmare.
That's a bit random.
No, it isn't. I don't like
Why
sheep.
Ride it?
I don't like sheep.
Why?
Why?
Do you eat them?
No.
Do you eat lamb?
No. Don't like sheep. They're either laughing at you, or they're always laughing, or they're going, Nick.
You don't make that sound when you get up to them. They make a real horrible sound, don't they?
I don't like sheep.
What am I? They don't
sheep
make it.
They're weird, aren't they?
ball at me to a bloody...
No, I don't like them.
They're more like demonic.
How strange that you don't like something. So you'll go and do all these investigations and go places on your own. And
summon the devil.
Try to evoke Pan and all sorts of things, but you don't like sheep.
No.
Woolly little...
Not, don't like sheep. Horrible smelly things.
They're horrible. Laugh at you all the time. Anything that keeps laughing.
There's a lot of horrible smelly things about.
I don't like them at all.
Well, it's a good job we don't come across many sheep and paranormal investigating then, isn't it, really? How bizarre.
Yeah, I don't watch it. They're weird, aren't they?
Is it Thursday tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why?
Oh my!
Hey up now.
Oh,
that's funny. Sorry for those of us. Yeah.
We just woke Faye up.
Just woke Faye up because she thought she'd been asleep all night.
She just thought we're having a little nice little chitter chatter then for
she
a minute.
She thought she missed work then.
So anyway, a question that I asked Nick earlier on, but he didn't seem to know anything about.
Was
I was asking about doppelgangers and what they were and what they were meant to be. Has anybody got an idea?
No, just a twin.
Yeah, it's supposed to be sort of your double, but what?
But you see them, you come face to face with them.
But you shouldn't come face to face. It's bad if you come.
But people do, don't they?
Is it supposed to be you from another dimension, or what's the
items as well? What's that one where the same set of shoes over there? That you've only got one set of those shoes, but then two sets have turned up.
Shoe shop, that is.
Nowhere. It's a similar thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I've seen that as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, it could be the same thing. Just inanimate.
Objects.
No, not when they've got the same label on the same shoe and the same marks and the same everything on that one shoe.
It could be the same.
It's a doppelganger, an item rather than a person. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
I've never heard about that.
I have.
Show you some later. You've
got two sets the same.
Like a Hoover. People have gone to get the Hoover and it's there on the landing. So they've used the Hoover, put it back, and gone downstairs, and the Hoover's there where it should be. They've gone back upstairs, and there's two of them turned up. But they haven't bought two Hoovers. They haven't got two Hoovers.
I read a thing about children's shoes, about that she'd wrote a name underneath the shoe on one of the shoes or something, and then she'd found another pair, and it's got the writing on.
She went to a second-hand store.
That's right.
That's the one. Yes. Bought the same pair, took them back, and it, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Same name underneath on the.
How can that be?
Don't know.
Mm. Not Maria, that one before. Mm. What's that called?
Well, I presume it's
doppelganging shoes.
Doppelganging.
A bit of doppelganging going on.
No idea.
Also known as a pair. Yeah.
But there's no drum banging associated.
A pair
with
of
that.
A pair.
Oh dear.
Well, that was short lived then, because nobody knows anything about that then, do they? So.
No.
I saw something about the doppelganger where the girl was talking to her husband. She was facing his back. She was sat in the living room and she stood up to speak to him, and he was walking out and he wouldn't turn around. And then she was talking away to him. But then she looked outside and he was gardening outside. So it's like, who's in the house? I've just been talking to you. Mm. So she thought it was her husband, but when she looked through the window, he was there gardening, but he'd been there next to her.
I've seen some Facebook where a bloke's walked past and slaps a woman's arse, and then his missus comes in and it's his twin sister.
What film was that, Nick?
I don't think that's the same thing.
No. Might have been set up, actually. Yeah. But, you know.
But what... So how can that arise then? A doppelganger.
But I don't. Would that be a doppelganger if she'd seen him walk out? And then seen him in the garden. No, what I'm saying is, a doppelganger would be the same person, but but from a, like a different dimensional reality or something.
We're speaking to the bloke who had the black, his back to you, into it. Then she saw him in the garden. When she looked back, had he gone? The other one.
Yeah, but if I remember correctly, she was still walking after him because he was walking up the stairs, and then she happened to just turn around and he was there, but she was going up the stairs.
I've heard a lot of those kind of stories, but I think that they are like, what they're trying to say with that is what they call a glitch in the matrix. Whereas I think a doppelganger is, there are two of you. There's not you there, then I look at you and that one's gone.
There's two of you, haven't they?
It's a bit like that. What's it I've seen, wasn't it? I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago about the guy in the car. It was late or something for some reason, and he was on his way back on the road that he travels on every day. And as he was getting back, he saw himself coming in the car. Or the other way around. Anyway, but he saw himself in the car on that road.
And it was the same one as the lad on the motorbike that his dad had seen years ago, and the kids who saw their grandma and that kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. That they kind of seen the future in the past and stuff like that, aren't they?
It'd be interesting with that one you just said there, where they, when was the point when she didn't see one of them?
And there was only one
she,
left.
No, because she went out to him in the garden.
Yeah.
Because you've got to think about that, because if you were in the house, you don't... When you're trying to register what's going on and you're going, hang on.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Hang on, where am I? What, you know what I mean?
Did it just disappear, or did it turn round a corner, or I don't suppose you know?
Yeah, she went as if it was going upstairs.
Right.
But I don't think when she turned back, that he wasn't there, but while she was talking to him and following him and looked out there, he was there.
Yeah.
So this one never answered her. Never turned around. Oh, so the real one was in the garden.
That was the real one.
Yeah.
So that could be this, like, one a recording. Didn't turn around.
She hadn't got, and her husband came in, and they hadn't got nobody in the house. Nobody.
Same clothes and everything.
Yes.
Or it could just be sceptical.
Same hair. He got long hair as well. Same everything. But she got the back of him. You'd know your own husband.
But the fact that he wasn't responding to her makes you think it's like a recording rather than...
She followed him because she was like... Yeah.
And then
she turned. I don't know what made her turn round. She turned round and he was in the garden. Yeah.
But they do say that obviously, like in your own house, where you're there, there's like some missing keys and stuff like that. So your brain does make up a lot of the scenery. He doesn't process the same scenes all the time, so maybe her brain just kind of imagined her husband doing that, and that's why she didn't get a response, because her brain had made that up. Maybe, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Or am I just talking crap?
Yeah.
No, it could run that. Can't you talk?
Yeah, you're talking crap.
Yeah.
Jacking, hacking, or
just stop talking crap. Weird,
I didn't understand you, to be honest. No. That's why I said
But you
say it slow,
like,
to me.
It's like missing keys when your keys are on the table and you're looking around for them, and your brain doesn't put your keys there because you.
So what happens when two or three of you don't see the keys on the table? Do two or three of you then?
No, that's a ghost then taking.
Because in my house, there's normally three of us that are looking for the keys, and three of us that then see the keys where you've said they were, but they're not. No. So do three of you imagine it?
No, I think what Nick's talking about, I tend to call that a man look. You know, when there's something on the table and they go, where is it? I put it here. And they look and they literally cannot see it. And somebody else will walk in and go, it's right in front of you.
Yeah.
It's there. But that person literally couldn't see it. I don't know why, but
mine's more that personal. Happens. I call mine a Cali look. My wife does that all the time on me.
Oh, see, I call that a man look. Yeah. You know when they say, where's the pepper? And you say, it's in the cupboard. And they open the cupboard and they just stand there and look. And if they can't see it, then it's not there. a woman will come and move things and go, there you go, it's there. That,
not all women.
Do you
not
know,
all women.
Most women, not, I would say. No. Most
now,
women.
Say, the woman I'm married to doesn't do that kind of thing. What she does is saying, I can't find the Pepe. Not just like loads of times, where is it going mad? And then waits till I get up the chair to get up.
And then say, oh,
and
when found
I get
it.
There, she finds it as soon as I move. She finds it. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, you know the moral of that story is don't get up. Yeah. Just pretend to get up. She'll find it and job done.
Yeah,
learn from your mistakes, Nick.
I'm trying.
Any more stories, Faye?
No.
That was a I have heard of those and the shoes and things like that.
I haven't.
No, I've not heard of them.
But it's good that I shall look into that.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. We'll find some good examples and we'll do a podcast on that because it is quite
are
interesting.
We can find examples. I don't know what it's called.
Doppelgangers.
We'll do some research into doppelgangers.
The best
and I'm
doppelganger
sure
I've seen is Chad and Will Farrell playing the drums. Chad from the Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
I don't think that was classed as a doppelganger.
Why are they identical?
Because you've just actually said it's two different people.
But they look the same. Yeah. I think the doppelgangers, every single doppelganger that exists is identical twins.
Do you think it comes from Noah's Ark? Two by two? Did he make us all in two?
No.
Were we all made two of?
Oh, Faye.
No, well, no. Adam,
what do you mean, no, Nick?
Adam and Eve.
Who's
nowhere
anyway?
Honestly.
Who's nowhere?
If it was two off.
In his ark.
In his ark, yeah.
He had everything two by two.
Did he have animals, though? A bloody big ark, wasn't it? Or.
Yeah, if he had
have you not seen the film?
Yeah, I've seen Wizard of Oz as well. And? Actually, I like Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz, isn't it?
Following the
alligator. Did he have animals on Noah's ark, or did he have molecules of them or
DNA?
Because I don't think DNA was a thing back in that time. Was
are
it?
You real? Oh, don't you listen to anything we say?
Just look at them pyramids.
Of course I do.
You don't listen to nothing.
Of course
you
I
say.
Listen to things
it
that you say.
It was obvious when that happened. They were way more advanced than we are now.
Yeah, definitely. The DNA strands are in the pyramids and all sorts of things.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that's why we are trying to communicate with them with medicine.
Look, there's scientists out there that can extract a strand of DNA. It's possible, but I can't do it. So it might have been out there. Doesn't mean that everybody could do it.
Didn't say everybody could. You only need one person, like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but you've just had about Noah, and I said...
Noah said, did he have animals or did he have DNA?
And I said, he couldn't do DNA, he had to have animals. And you went, oh. But just because somebody else was doing it.
That wasn't how it happened, was it?
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
You just said exactly that, you went.
Oh, you were doing a woman listen, you are, I think. Listen, I don't know what I'm saying half the
exactly.
time. Exactly. All I'm saying is I think if the Noah thing, which is a bit ridiculous, is real.
The flood was real, definitely, wasn't it? So we can all agree on that.
Yeah, yeah. The actual
oh,
world,
was it? Okay.
No, the world flooded at some point.
Right.
Weather.
Hey?
Who says?
There's evidence in there.
I don't know, is
there? Yeah, yeah, there's
evidence. There's a silt line. Archaeologists have got a silt line and it's all over the world and it's at the same place. So they know that.
I'm not saying God said to Noah build an ark because it's going to get wet, but there was a flood at some point. So it could have been an asteroid come down and just flooded.
So there's scientific proof that the whole of the world flooded.
I don't know if the whole of the world, but...
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Especially yeah, where I'd never lived.
Most of it.
Where did he live?
So,
I don't know, he had a barge, didn't he?
So how...
Middle East, wanted.
How was life saved, then, if everything flooded?
They had a warning, didn't he, apparently? I don't know. I don't know the answers, do you? I don't know.
Well, you know what didn't happen, so...
What didn't happen?
Well, you've just said it. Noah didn't happen, and the animals, he didn't save the animals.
I didn't say that.
They're saying the flood was about 12,500 years ago. Yeah. Younger Dryas, that's Graham Hancock talks about. Mm. Younger Dryas, an asteroid hitting the Earth.
And how do they know that?
Because of the silt line.
Okay, yeah.
Has this got anything to do with the Anunnaki and all of them?
The what? The Be careful how you say
the
that.
Anunnaki.
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 Is it? I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what you'd be talking
about. I'm American.
It's pronounced differently.
If you can say something.
Anunnaki.
Be specific
Anunnaki.
About it.
Anunnaki.
What is it?
Anunnaki.
Anunnaki.
Sumerians.
Yeah, Sumerians.
Snarlians.
We really don't watch anything, Ascender.
No, I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, oh, they're just old people. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Old
people.
Older than Noah.
Nobody's older than Noah.
They came down breeding with humans, Marie.
What were they?
Methuselah.
Aliens.
Yeah. The oldest, wasn't he? He was the oldest human being, wasn't he? Methuselah.
Yeah. Lives about
900
and something. I think he's supposed to be around as well.
No,
like
but
Abraham.
It was 800 and something.
Abraham's supposed to be about 1,000, I think. Abraham.
Yeah.
The Book of Enoch, Marie. The Book of Enoch.
Read it.
Okay.
No, it's worth a read, even if you don't believe in the Bible or anything, which I don't. So.
And then you can have it for Anunnaki.
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 Save you from the flood, that one. Anunnaki.
Anunnaki, yeah.
She's read about Anunnaki.
Anunnaki. Yeah.
Well, we'll do that next time then.
Yeah. The flood, as far as the flood's concerned, it's mentioned in every religious book.
Mm-hmm.
They mention the flood. As you know, I'm not religious and I don't believe in a lot of things, but I don't even know if I believe in the flood. But there's evidence there was a flood. I don't know whether it's all over the world or not, but there's evidence, and they're saying it's all over the world, aren't they?
Mm.
Sorry. I don't know how we even got onto this, do you?
No, I think it was faithful.
I'm sorry.
What is it?
I'm eating a sweet. It's
have we got
onto
this it? Apart from Oh yeah, you and your Noah.
Noah. Noah.
Yeah.
Who built the ark? Why didn't you believe in Noah?
I don't know. Maybe
it was. Maybe it was Noah
much.
Was a different name for somebody with a spaceship.
Russell Crowe isn't that good, is he?
Floating
he's
above
all right
the water.
As a gladiator, but,
he's all right as an exorcist.
Well, I'm seeing that because I got paid £16 to watch it.
What's that?
No,
16?
£16?
No,
you can't rent
it,
you've got to buy it.
Bobby
£16? £16?
What is it?
£15.99.
Dodgy
the Pope's Exorcist.
The Pope's Exorcist.
Oh, no, I haven't watched that either.
Because it's £16.
That's £16?
Because it's not on TikTok yet.
No, it's not on TikTok. You haven't seen it.
I don't do films
Sky
on
Store,
TikTok.
Sky Store, £16.
That's. Do you go to the pictures for that?
Only by yourself, though.
Yeah. You can't rent it either. Though. You have to buy it, and it's something I don't suppose. I'd
it won't be
it
long before
again.
It's out.
No,
it'll be out
well,
soon, won't
I,
it?
I must have seen it on Marie's Dodgy Box.
I'll have you know why I haven't got a Dodgy Box.
Since when have you seen Marie's Dodgy Box?
Certainly hasn't seen my Dodgy Box.
I haven't seen that
due to the fact that I don't have one.
It's not dodgy.
I've got quite a legit box, thank you very much.
Okay,
it's something to watch, but anyway, yeah, we've got off on a rape curveball, haven't
we?
We do.
That's exactly what we do.
Yeah.
Do.
Yes, anyway, we started off talking about aliens, didn't we?
Yeah.
Doppelgangers.
Yeah, that film's very good. That stuff about the C5.
Oh,
what's that called, Nick?
He's going to send us the link.
You never. Why well, do you never know what anything's called?
Brain dead, Anna. I just watch something and then I forget about it, but I'll have it in my watched list on me, so I'll be able to get the other link for it and everything.
Okay.
So that's no problem. I'll send them over later. There's a couple of them about it, but it's very good because I know we're all interested in the aliens and that, but this is actually him trying to communicate without machines, you know, not like how we thought we had.
Yeah.
But that wasn't one, just somebody in the past.
And Dolores Cannon says that you only have to call out.
Mm. Is she?
Oh, I've told you about her before.
Oh, yes, I know, yeah.
Do you
think... She gets all her information from regression and hypnosis of people through it that way.
Yeah, that's
do you think that we should be trying to communicate
with
these things, or do you think that some things are just meant to be left be?
No, we should all try and communicate with as much as we can.
Do you think there's been a block on us being able to communicate?
Because that's why they put fluoride in the water.
That's
and stuff
a really
like
good
that.
Question. That is because if they did sign a treaty with Eisenhower, maybe they said to the aliens, "Luke, there's no communication from you with anybody because we don't want anybody now." As the same way as they are letting them do stuff, they could have been. And now it's all getting in the open. Maybe now, because this C5 has only happened over the last few years, hasn't it? Over the last couple of years. Maybe so.
I think there's an argument.
Maybe they just wouldn't communicate with us.
I think there's an argument out there that says that you know, we're not 100% sure what it is that's out there, whether it be friendly or not. And by trying to communicate, we're kind of drawing attention to ourselves, and it's a bit like shouting on the top of a mountain, waving your arms, "Here we are, we're here."
Yeah,
and you don't know, and you don't know what you're attracting.
I don't believe that.
You know,
Stephen Hawking. Somebody else was always talking for him on his computer. It wasn't Stephen Hawking talking. How can we know that was Stephen Hawking talking?
I don't.
That's probably the best thing I've heard.
Speaking spell,
it's like
how can you believe that after what they've got, what we've just gone through for the last 3 years?
But you could say that about anything, couldn't you? How can we believe a lot of stuff that we just read? Like, how do we know? You know what I mean? You could say that about a lot of stuff, couldn't you? Like, we read and research.
Yeah, but that's physically somebody else speaking for him.
That's Hachel Lamar.
Yeah, but he's saying, telling it what to say.
By how, Marie? He's gone.
His eyes.
They do it all the time. Who's it? What's the rugby player's doing it now? Who's the rugby player that's got that debilitating, that's always on BBC Sport? He does it now. He's in a wheelchair and he... They can do it by something to do with their eyes. They record their own voice. He's recorded his own voice because he knew it was going to happen. And they do it by their eyes. It's technology, and he talks.
I don't fall for that. Especially when it's things to do with deterring you from things that are going on.
Do you think it was somebody else?
He did look different, didn't he? And he had a disability, but he did look different.
No, Hawkins? I don't mean anything. I just mean somebody else doing it for him, not his words as such. Because how can he tell you off? He couldn't tell you off, could he? Say, I didn't say that.
You'd be gone.
Could he?
You'd be gone before you did.
Do you know what I mean? He was used to give out information because a lot of people followed him and based a lot of and believed a lot of his stuff that he said. So why not use him to that advantage? Because he can't. Tell you he hasn't said that.
But whether he did or didn't say, the point is still, we don't know what's up there, do we? We don't know.
I don't believe a word he said anymore.
Who?
Stephen Hawking. That's it.
Taking the best.
No, I'm serious.
I thought he was getting up and leaving then. Yeah. That's it.
I'm serious. It's like I've ruined so many programmes for Lisa because I've told her they're a joke and they made up like that one with the bride.
What?
One with the bride where they do the weddings for them and all that.
Don't tell the bride.
Don't tell the bride. I said it's so obvious that's set up. So I ruined that for her. She doesn't watch that anymore.
Yeah. Well, that needs ruining because that's terrible.
You've just ruined Stephen Hawking for me.
I'm sorry. Now anyway, you can watch him study him now when he's bloody things playing for him.
Well, speaking of spell. Anyway, that film you know about, Contact, the CE5 experience.
Yeah.
Stephen Greer, that's what he
said. That's it, yeah. Thank
you. Yeah, that's
it. But it's definitely worth a watch.
Looks a bit like a frog, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, yeah. Wide mouth frog.
Yeah.
It's good though, isn't he? He's very good.
Painting green, it's a bit Kermit.
Who's
that?
Stephen Greer. That's him and does that
C5. I've seen him somewhere. Why does he look familiar?
He's had a look. UFO and paranormal
programs and TVs. Well, they're definitely worth a watch if it's something you want, you know.
What is he contacting them?
Yeah, in the desert, he goes out into the desert and something.
It's about an hour and a half. It's like a... It's an hour and a half. It's a film.
I'm pretty sure I would have seen it.
Have to watch that.
But it's like a documentary. It's like real life, you know. So, yeah.
Have you heard of remote viewing for the CIA? Is it? What do you reckon to that?
Oh, we've done a thing on that. We actually sat and watched the video and did it, didn't we?
Ed Dames, that wasn't.
What do you reckon to it?
Yeah, I reckon you can do it.
Well, I reckon anybody can do it. Anybody can do it.
They literally have people, though, don't they? They pay pay people to do it. They work for
the US government
doing it.
Yeah.
Finding out like people that have been abducted and kidnapped, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Met a woman who did it once, Marie Kent, her book's in there. She died now, she passed. But she did it for the military.
Mm.
Yeah, it is definitely. I believe that, I definitely believe it, yeah. It's good.
I was watching a lady the other night, and she says that she worked for the CIA doing it. And she said, I thought of Nick, because she said the moon isn't the moon, it's not real. It's a base for something. And she was saying that she was inside there looking for something, for something, and I can't remember what it was.
She's mental, then. She was inside there.
See, what I'm looking forward to now is if we can start doing things like this. I'm just wondering how long the flat ear things can last.
What do you
mean, how long it's going to last? I'm about the stuff in the sky and stuff that, do you know what I mean?
But There was quite a few flat earthers there.
Was there?
Yeah, there was. They were saying things, and I was looking over, and she looked at me dead weird, and I said, "Are you a flat earther?" And she was like, she didn't want to say yes, because it's she didn't
mental.
Know, she didn't know if I was going to say, you're absolutely mental, but she did say yes. I said, yeah, I am as well. She was like dead happy then. She said, oh. And then there was other people. Oh,
did she go like that?
Well, I am as well. No, it's God. It's the way forward.
Is it? Was there people standing there like Independence Day with "Take me with you" and stuff?
Oh, no. We should make them sign them, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should. Yeah, film it just for the website. And okay. Has it got a bit daft for you now, Marie? Are you alright? So?
Yeah, no, I'm fine, thanks. Got to the point where I just don't contribute to anything to do with that subject.
Would you go? If they come down, would you go?
No.
Would you go? If they come and ask you to go again, this spaceship won't.
Why would anybody go somewhere that you have no idea where you're going? That's like somebody saying to you,
"No idea where I'm going here."
That's like somebody saying, you've got that big black lake in front of you there. Do you want to go and jump in it?
Yeah.
You have no idea how deep it is, if you're going to get out again, if it's going to kill you, what you're going to... Why would you just go somewhere where you have no idea?
Because I've watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind and it was dead good.
Yeah, but...
Do you know what I mean? Why would you do that?
Why not? Just to see what's there.
Yeah, but gaining this alien spacecraft would be different than jumping into a black lake.
How do you know?
Because you're dealing with something that's...
How do you know? Have you ever been in an alien spacecraft? How do you know?
I'd probably not jump into a nice blue, shining, shimmering lake if I didn't want to. It doesn't have to be black. It's just the lake kind of thing.
If World War III kicked off, Marie, right, big time, and a spaceship came and said...
Said what?
Come with us. We'll take you out of this. Would you even have a dabble?
And take me where? Take
does
me
it
out
matter?
Of this?
You're going to have a nuke. You're going to be nuked.
It does matter.
Why?
Well, because you don't know what's going to happen to you when you go wherever they're taking
you.
So
would
either,
you never do anything without knowing...
The outcome.
The outcome of it.
Of course.
Or what the outcome might be.
Well, if you're talking... Anything at all, would I ever walk into a house not knowing what it was going to be like in there? Of course I would. But we're not talking just something. We're talking about going. Would you get in a strange... If a van pulled up and there were strange people, would you get in a stranger's van?
Them are humans. I don't trust them anyway.
And not know where they were taking you? No.
No, but let's face it. Let's be honest about it. An alien is completely different. Cut the fish.
How do you know?
Do we know what they're now?
How do you know they're a completely different kettle
of fish? If they wanted to take you,
they just swipe you.
Well, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
But if someone's asking you,
come down and ask.
They're asking you, it's different.
Because Ted Bundy didn't ever ask anybody if they wanted to go back his house. Oh, because he's asked me and not just took me. He must be safe. No. Do you know what I mean? That's not necessarily. Let's be honest.
Laser beam and kill you if they just want to kill you.
Let's be honest. Ted Bundy's got to do that. Nobody knows anything about him. Nobody knows. Nobody knows anything about him, do they?
I'd definitely.
So we can't.
Definitely. I just would. Anything I'm interested in, I had the chance of.
So if they took Nick and then Nick come back, that still wouldn't convince you to go and have a go.
God, no. I wouldn't trust anything.
So when you die,
yeah,
would you go to the light?
I don't know. I don't know until I die. I don't know. How can you say?
Well, you don't know.
No.
I've actually done the same sort of scenario, but it's through taking the medicine. I was actually told to take my last breath, and I did it. I breathe. You were there, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I took a massive breath in and took it to see what would happen. And I'm not disappointed. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, but you didn't really take your last breath.
I took a last breath at that minute. I wasn't here. I didn't know.
No, but it wasn't. That was just what.
But
I didn't know what was going to happen there. It's like the same, you did the opposite thing, didn't you, with ayahuasca?
Yeah.
Where it asked him to go down an hole and it wouldn't go.
No.
I know you're saying you didn't take your last breath, but when you were under that, you don't know. You don't know this is just a drug or whatever and you were in a trip. You don't know that. You think you were going.
So why would you be happy in that moment to take your last breath?
Because I wanted thinking to see what was the other side.
So you would prefer.
I was there anyway.
So it's your choice. It's a choice, isn't it? Yeah, so you would prefer to take your last breath to go and see what's on the other side.
Yeah.
His message wasn't too happy about it.
No, that's sure exactly what I was going to say. Knowing that you've got family and all these people here, but you're happy to essentially die just to see what's on the other side and leave everything, all your loved ones behind, just to see what's on the other side. Can you not wait until you actually go properly to see what's on the other side?
No, but listen, that minute, that was proper for me. Yeah. That wasn't something I was playing at, I was in it, and that's what's happening. I'm there, ready, on the boundary.
Yeah.
It's telling me now, take your last breath to get to the next level. So I did.
Yeah.
And that's why we're all different, isn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't say everybody would do it because it don't get me wrong, it wasn't. Well, I did, I just did it, just like, I'll be honest with you, but it isn't an easy. There's a lot of people that want it done. No. Well, you didn't do it, did you? With the ayahuasca, you didn't do it. Yeah, it's like another scenario, isn't it? I know it's pointless saying to you because you're just going to disagree with it anyway. But
well, does it matter? Does it matter that we disagree?
Not at all. That's good. That's healthy, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what makes us all different. Yeah, yeah. And
I was going to say something like a ghost or something like, come with me and I can
show you the other side. Would you have a dabble then?
No.
No. Why do you investigate it then?
Because you know why I investigate.
Well, I'm just asking.
I investigate because I need to prove to myself that there's something else after this. And if I can communicate with someone that's passed over, then that proves to me that there is something. Or we go on or something after this.
Have you communicated to that level that's told you what's on the other side?
Not that, and I don't necessarily need to know what's on the other side. I just need to know that there's something after this.
Have you had that enough to convince you?
I believe that there's something after this. It will never be enough. I will always still want to know more and more.
So if you were in a meditative state and something said to you, Marie, trust me, let me show you what it is. Would you not be, I've got to come have a look.
I don't know. Until I was in that situation, I actually don't know. But to leave the Earth as we know it and all of our family and loved ones behind and getting on a UFO and going with aliens, then no. But if I was meditating...
It can't go very far, though, because of the fear.
Well, they'd just crash into that dome, wouldn't they, and fall back down anyway. Mm-hmm. So where are you going to go exactly?
There you go. Get on it and go.
Other side of the ice wall.
You've got a Willy Wonka up and across.
And a Wonka Vater.
Wonka Vater.
Wonka Vater.
That's where they come from. Extraterrestrials. The extra piece of land.
Yeah. Just that.
You're only going to Antarctica.
I was
going to
have that bit of lawn around the other side, yeah.
Actually, this is pretty good. We should have talked about this. We could do a full podcast on this, actually.
Yeah.
Yes, I better speak a bit closer because you might not hear me, but you'll...
Thought you were going then,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah. Anyway, that was good.
Yeah. Thanks for listening again, if you made it this far, anyway.
I didn't mean be horrible about Stephen Hawkins.
Yeah, oh, that's it now.
Not him himself.
No, you didn't. I just don't believe
anything. Whoever's typing on his computer.
I don't believe anything he said, ever.
You've spoilt it now, Faye.
Sorry.
For everyone.
Sorry, listeners.
That's good, isn't it? So now we know I'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
Marie won't go anywhere. Faye will go anywhere. Nick, I bet you would now, would you? Would you go down that black hole? Just before we leave, the story is Nick was on a trip, ayahuasca, was asked to go down a black hole, didn't go.
Can I just ask?
Do you regret
Nick,
it?
Nick, what asked you to go? What did you physically see something, or was it just a voice that said?
No. I'll tell you exactly what it was. I drank ayahuasca and did the purge and everything, and then I had two entities that looked like what I can only describe as, you know, the Ready Brick Man with the glow. Mm-hmm. With the glow, was two of those. Come, one was a blue.
Like Barber Popper? Shmoo?
I don't know who that is.
Can you remember Barber Popper? Oh, come on. Shapeshifter? Back then?
No.
Okay, carry on.
So it was just the outline. There was nothing on the inside. There was not a body or anything. It was just like the...
A blob?
No, but it was the shape of a person. It was the shape of a person. One green, one blue. They come to me and they said, we want to take you to meet somebody. So they took me to it wasn't a grey alien, although it was a little greyish in colour, it was light. It was quite human looking, but it was an alien.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that she was my mother.
Okay.
And she wanted to show me something, and took me to this well. It was like a brick well, but when I looked in the well, it was like a typical, like a wormhole thing that you see on sci-fi programs,
right.
Where they
Star Trek,
that kind of thing, and it was spiraling down, and I was like, I'm not going down there. Opened my eyes, and that was it. That was the end of my experience with ayahuasca.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to get back there 7 times on ayahuasca.
Because you would want to go down the hole now.
Yeah.
So you regret not going?
Oh yeah, definitely.
So why would you not go the first time? What was it that stopped you from going the first time?
Just because it was going down, and in my brain, I'd got going down is...
Down to hell?
So if it was going up somewhere, you probably would have gone.
I'd have gone.
So do you believe in hell then?
No.
But so what was the going down bit then?
Maybe I did then. I know I don't believe in hell. No, I don't. I might have done then, though. I don't know why.
How long ago was that, Nick, that you did that?
Nearly 10 years ago.
Okay.
But yeah. and then I've done it 7 times.
Never seen that again.
I've never had another experience with ayahuasca. Nothing.
Oh, you've had ayahuasca, but never had another experience.
Never had anything.
Oh.
And I've taken it and asked for more because I said it was not working. It's not working, so I've had more. I've had they made these little, they were like little pebbles, and it was like quite pure kind of ayahuasca in like a hard form, and I swallowed them. And nothing, to the point where the next morning I was seeing black blobs in the room, and it was because I'd obviously
overdone it.
I did overdo it, but trying to get back, and I was just not having any psychedelic experience.
So the moral of the story is you only get one chance.
I think the same exactly. I think you refuse to be taught.
So they're not going to give it you again.
I think you refuse to be taught.
Mm.
And then not,
maybe they were a bit offended that they'd offered you the chance.
Probably. No, see, I don't think. I don't.
A bit like my tarot cards on eBay.
With DMT, you never refuse anything. You just go with it now, don't you?
Yeah.
You just go with it, and that's why you can have so many experiences.
Yeah. But so, I like, obviously, the DMT after, which I've done. I'd probably like to try it again. It's just being sick, but I don't want.
That's why I don't fancy it, to be honest.
And you have to be sick.
Don't mind being sick.
You see, you've had a similar. Have you not had similar? But you didn't refuse it with DMT, with the laid, with the.
Yeah.
Because you've never got there again, have you? With
that.
The lady that you saw.
I've never seen the lady again. I've only ever seen her once. I felt presence of something. I've gone further than I've ever gone. But I've never seen anything else before. Again, after I've seen it, but I've never refused anything.
That's what I'm saying.
I've been a bit nervous about stuff, but I've still carried on with it.
Mm.
You know, but
yeah. And I've only really ever had one. I wouldn't say I've had more than one, but there's one which was a few weeks. How long was it ago? Then he
couple of months.
About a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it's easy now.
But yeah, I had quite a
more of a demonic warning, mate. That was, I think, telling you, a warning. I think, wasn't it?
Well, what it was is somebody was the guy we did it with was addicted to cocaine, and he wanted to take this to try and get off his cocaine habit. And I was with him, and I wanted to kind of know what he was kind of going through, and it showed me what he could have been going through. I don't know if that was my brain telling me that, but it was very dark, demonic, and quite scary. I wouldn't want to go there again, and I just put it down to that's what I asked for, so that's what I got.
Mm.
Do you think that maybe you see what's in your subconscious?
Yep.
I mean, I think you talk about when you've done this, all these things, that experiences and what you see. I mean, where is that coming from? Do you think it's either, you can, in my mind, there's two choices, isn't there? It's either coming from somewhere, you know, a higher power that's doing this, or is it your own brain, your own mind, your own subconscious that's creating these things? And do you know what I mean? Is it you, or is it something else?
Well, I'd say it was your mind, but I think your mind is something else.
I was just going to say, I'd say them to me
as
the
one.
Same thing.
Yeah, apart from your brain, because obviously your brain is a physical thing which holds the mind. And
so why can you not do it? Why can you not have those experiences without that? Then
you can.
I suppose you're supposed to be able to do with breathing, with Kundalini.
A lot of people, like prisoners who are isolated in dark cells, after like a week or two, they start hallucinating apparently. I don't know, but this is what I've just
read. And with Kundalini meditation, you're doing a lot of fast breathing, and that can create the same sort of thing, I think.
It's just a chemical release, I guess, is it?
What, it's just an activator, isn't it, I suppose.
Key, I reckon it's a key. Because your brain's supposed to produce it. I think the DMT is just the key to switch it on. Good.
There you go.
So, we can safely say three of us would be beamed up.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hold the fort, Marie.
I'm sorry, but if
so, when we go there, slots in a couple of weeks, you better drive, just in case we go.
I was just going to say, just give me your car keys before you go. Don't leave me there. If you knew there was no coming back, would you still go?
Well, depend. What with an alien?
If they said you can come, but we can't bring you back.
If we're talking about aliens, if we're talking about going down wells, if we're talking about going anywhere at all, like you say, if somebody offered to show you something, what it's like on the other side, what it's like somewhere else, whether it be space or another realm, if somebody offered to take you somewhere, but they told you there'd be no coming back, would you still go?
Oh, I did, didn't I?
I'd just say, can you nip my house first so I can get a clean pair of socks and all the messes and we'll be back.
When you said I'd ask if I could just go my house first, I thought he was going to say for pick the wife and kids up, but no, it was just a pair of socks he wanted. Yeah, just a pair of socks. Sorry, Faye, if you hadn't got kids.
If I hadn't got kids, then I would probably.
But you have got kids.
Yeah, so I probably. If they told me I couldn't come back, I probably wouldn't have a look.
But you're willing to go with them if they don't tell you anything at all?
I'd probably
but you'd
ask.
You still run the risk
I'd,
of not
I'd
coming
probably
back
ask.
First.
I'd probably ask.
Ask first. Yeah.
I'd say, like, what is this? What is this? Is it just there, or is it there and back?
And then you're going to trust to whatever they tell you.
But if they don't tell you nothing, then you can just plead ignorance, can't you?
That's not what I signed. You've got to take me back
now. Well, it's a bit too late then, isn't it? Once you've gone, that's it.
I'd also have to ask the question, please tell me there won't be any probes involved.
And they, no could, probing. They could be a race of compulsive liars. Who knows?
We're under the leadership of a race of compulsive liars anyway, aren't we?
So who knows? So they could, you know, you could ask these questions. They just tell you what you want to hear because that's then they've got you, like most politicians. And then that's it.
That's it.
You're screwed.
Gone
forever. Being probed for the rest of your life.
Oof. Dear.
So, that being said,
good evening.
Thanks for listening.
We're going.
Yeah. Please don't go anywhere unless you know where you're going.
Will we be back next week? We don't know yet.
I will. I definitely will. Yeah.
With a bowl of car keys by the sound of it.
I won't go down that rabbit hole. Yeah,
so thanks for listening again.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I think we'll probably have some news of our little adventure for next time round, maybe.
We could have.
Yeah. I want to see them lights again.
Yeah.
I want you guys to see them lights. It just sounds
reflection off the dome. Anyway, so we'll
I'll
see
be
you
sending
again.
SOS.
SOS to them,
Okay. Thanks for listening. And
goodbye.
We'll be back again soon.
Ta-ra.
See you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.